Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1122, where we serve up some piping hot trivia fresh from the oven of knowledge. Buckle up, trivia fans, because we're diving headfirst into the world of fascinating facts. Round one is all about things that third graders know, or at least they should. Here's your first brain teaser. When you divide 0 by 6, what's the quotient? The answer, it's 0. That's right. 0 divided by anything is always 0. Now let's move on to question number 2. Out of I'm, they've your or won't, which contraction has lost the most letters? The answer, it's won't. Surprisingly, it's derived from will not, losing 2 whole letters in the process. Question number 3, coming at you. In a sentence, what does the predicate tell us about? The answer is the subject. Yes, the predicate provides information about the subject of the sentence. Let's keep the ball rolling with question number 4. Which body part changes its size based on the amount of light? The answer is the pupil. Yes, indeed, the pupil expands and contracts in response to the amount of light it receives. And now for the final question of the first round. The 15th, 17th, 19th, 23rd, 24th, and 26th ones of these are specifically concerned with voting. What are they? The answer, they are the constitutional amendments. Yes, these particular amendments to the U.S. Constitution all revolve around voting rights. Round 2, here we go. The category, churches. Question 1. Let's see if you're in the know. Famous signal lanterns were once hung in this location, which also houses the oldest colonial peal of bells. Where is this? The answer is the Old North Church. Yes, indeed, the Old North Church in Boston, Massachusetts, is a place steeped in history. Now on to the second question. St. Etheldreda's, built in 1251, survived Henry VIII and is London's oldest church of what faith? The answer is Roman Catholic. St. Etheldreda's is indeed the oldest Roman Catholic church in London, a true survivor. Question number 3. Originating from the Latin for raised place, this is where offerings were placed or sacrificed. What is it? The answer is an altar. In many religious practices, the altar is a sacred place for offerings and sacrifices. Question number 4. Santa Maria delle Grazie in Milan is home to a remnant of this mural masterpiece by Leonardo. What is it? The answer is the Last Supper. One of the most famous works of art in the world, The Last Supper by Leonardo da Vinci, is indeed housed in this church. And lastly, for this round, question number 5. These are small churches often used for weddings, funerals, or private worship. What are they? The answer is chapels. Chapels, often smaller than traditional churches, provide a more intimate setting for various services. Round 3, here we come. The category, castle life. Kickstarting with the first question. It's usually a body of protective water spanned by the drawbridge. What is it? The answer, it's a moat. Yes, indeed, a moat is a deep, broad ditch filled with water surrounding a castle. And now the second question. Under feudal law, what 4-letter word was the general title for the owner of a manor or castle? The answer, it's a lord. Yes, the term lord was used to describe the owner of a manor or castle. Third question, ready or not. What's the term for the trainer of a predatory bird used for hunting? The answer, it's a falconer. That's correct. A falconer is someone who trains birds of prey to hunt. Question number four. What's the two-word term for the large chamber that was the main meeting and dining area in a castle? The answer, it's the Great Hall. Indeed, the Great Hall was often the hub of castle life, where feasts and meetings were held. And finally, the fifth question of this round. While crossbows were stored in the balustraria, what was stored in the chandlery? The answer, candles. Yes, a chandlery was essentially a medieval storage room for candles and other lighting supplies. Round four, let's dive right in. The category, literary title characters. First question. In a novel inspired by a painting, Greet is the title 17th century portrait sitter. What's the name of this novel? The answer? It's Girl with a Pearl Earring. Indeed, Tracy Chevalier's historical novel was inspired by Vermeer's famous painting. Question number two. What's the name of the Sinclair Lewis minister who's become a byword for hypocrisy? The answer, it's Elmer Gantry. Yes, Elmer Gantry is a fictional character from Sinclair Lewis's novel, often associated with religious hypocrisy. Ready for the third question? 1851 saw the debut of this literary character, a white whale. Who is it? The answer, it's Moby Dick. Indeed, Moby Dick is the infamous whale in Herman Melville's classic novel. Question number four. Who is this legendary whale of enormous size and ferocity and the tormentor of Ahab? The answer, it's Moby Dick again. Yes, Moby Dick, the same whale from our previous question, is indeed the bane of Captain Ahab. And finally, question number five. Who is the devil-dealing doctor turned necromancer from literature? The answer, it's Dr. Faustus. Dr. Faustus indeed trades his soul to the devil for knowledge and power in Christopher Marlowe's play. And now we've arrived at our final round. The category, small jobs. Here's your first question. This little Roman love god performs his matchmaking job with a bow and arrow. Who is he? The answer, it's Cupid. Yes, Cupid, the Roman god of love, is famous for his matchmaking skills, using his magical arrows. And now the second question. The Munchkins toiled as slaves for this woman until a house fell on her. Who was she? The answer? It's the Wicked Witch of the East. Indeed, the Wicked Witch of the East enslaved the Munchkins until her untimely demise in The Wizard of Oz. Question number three. To find a leprechaun, you can follow the tapping of his hammer as he busies himself making what? The answer, it's shoes. Yes, folklore often depicts leprechauns as shoemakers, working away at their tiny footwear. On to the fourth question. In the Dilbert comic strip, who is the evil director of human resources? The answer, it's Catbert. Yes, in the world of Dilbert, Catbert often embodies the worst fears about human resources. And now the final question of our podcast. This Shakespearean sprite describes his job as making Oberon smile through his jests. Who is he? The answer, it's Puck. Yes, Puck, also known as Robin Goodfellow, is the mischievous sprite from Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. And that wraps it up for today's trivia journey. Thanks for joining us. Remember, there's always something new to learn, so make sure you come back tomorrow for more exciting trivia.